people that have transitioned to another plane. Get free. To you, the witness of what love does to the brain. Get free. To my friends for loving me, though they don't always know how. To my body for housing a trauma that is timid. To the holes in my jeans, to my wide hips and my lips for always being uncontainable. I love this city. The street I grew up on, where three men brown as church pews roll in dirt as cops suffocate their wistful wrists. Dogs sniffing through the newly built house that's since been boarded up. You know, the corner store where Ramy and Star cut meat. Where I first smoked weed with a young boy in orange shoes who now rocks an orange jumpsuit. Brown sauce smothered pork chops and stormy Mondays that fill your tummy till you feel a kind of heaven. Yo, I want this city to be loved for downtown and the hood equally. When I went to university up the street, they told me not to drive past the train tracks because it's sketchy. Like being thrust into whiteness isn't sketchy enough. Like wax dripping candles at high school vigils aren't just as pretty as the parade of lights on 7th Street. I hate to love this city, where the stop sign on Barry has six painted under stop so you know what hood it is. Where I first felt love, like true, true love, breathing on the side of my neck on the littest of school nights from a boy who these days pushes daisies. Damn, I love this city. You lay on the wood and rusted nail where Southside and the burbs meet long enough. You hear church legends humming. Nobody could have predicted this prickly, upper-lipped, demi-queer picture it. A 12-year-old rocking cornrows, always dressed in pastels and sporting feathered eyelashes from clucking one too many a chicken head. Always palms down on any school lunch table, 12 to 12:30 p.m. The complicated relationship with home. Though home should never be jeopardized, besides, I'm 12. Too young to hold a story no one listens to. Too busy